with Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shu Espavli, Daf Lamed Vav. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Lamed Aleph, at the beginning of the new parak, Shu Sapikodon. Shu Sapikodon, Neheges Ba'anoshim, Uvanoshim, Uvachikim, Uvakrivim, Makshayim, Uvakrivim. Shu Sapikodon applies to men and women, strangers and relatives, to kosher and to invalid witnesses. Bifnei Beistin, Ishla Bifnei Beistin, Mipi Atzmai, Mipi Achirim, Enachayav Achi Echpar, Boy, Bebeistin, It applies in front of Beis Din and not in front of Beis Din when he swears himself. If the oath is imposed on him, he is liable only if he denies in Beis Din. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chum say whether he swears himself or the oath is imposed on him, once he denies, he is liable even outside of Beis Din. He's liable whether he was mazed or shogig about the shura when he was mazed about the deposit. He's not liable for shogig about the deposit. What is he liable for mazed? He brings an asham that costs at least 2 shkolim of silver. And the Gemara says, Tani mipi asmoish b'shura sa'idus ma'ole li'ois ba'ala mipi asmoi. The Gemara asks, well, we learned that one is liable for a shura sa'idus when he swore himself, even though the Torah wrote only through others. Is he liable for an Allah by himself? The Shuas HaPikodin Ma'u Liyos Ba'ala. If you say that he's liable, does the Shuas HaPikodin apply to an Allah? Rav Yossi Mekirin Techsiv Nefesh Kama Shukol Hoin Kan V'Kol Hoin Kan. The answer Rav Yossi gives is that since it says Nefesh regarding both of these, we learn everything from one to the other. Rav Mana Allah V'Beistin Machlekes V'Meir V'Chachomin. Rav Mana says that an Allah in Beistin for Shuas HaPikodin is a disagreement between Rav Meir and Chachomim. Rav Meir holds Don Minar Minar, he learns everything from the source, so Allah applies even to Shua Sadekadin. Chachomim holds Don Minar Ruki Abasa, that they learn only one matter from the source means a Mushpah is liable, but they would not learn Allah. The Bible says, Bechichish Ba Misai, when he fulfilled the obligation that would have resulted from his admission through the Shura. This excludes one who denies to one of the partners that he had admitted he would not be have been liable in the absence of the other partner, and one who denies money about which there are witnesses or documents, in any case he has to pay. And Rav Yossi had a Amma, Shnayim, Shalivu Be'echad, Afal Gav, Dali, Kaspin, Achoin, Ra'ovoin, Zelaze, Achoim, Ra'ovoim, Zelaze. As Yossi says, this teaches that if two borrowed from one person, even though they did not write that they are responsible and areven guarantors for each other, they are responsible and areven for each other. Well, like Abdin Kane, and the Gemara says, people don't do so, rather they explicitly write so in the document. Shnayim, Shefkidu, Ge'echad, Bikash, Echad, Litol, Shaloi, Ein Shomelai. If two deposited together and one wants to take his share, we do not heed him. Ve'yaseh, Ve'koifer, Ve'chalkoi, Ve'chayev, the Gemara says, if you say so, if you wouldn't say so, one who denied to a partner should be like one who denied to the partner's share, and he would be liable. Echad shehifked leshnayim, kofar bai ze chayev. If one deposited with two people, if this one denied to him, then he's liable, and if the other denied to him, then he's liable. Hifked lahem shor puter lenimsa mevi korban al chetzi puter. The Gemara objects and says if he deposited shor puter with them, it turns out that each brings a korban for half a puter, and rather neither brings a korban. The Gemara answers, well, if one swore to deny a putter and swore again about the same putter, does he not bring a korban for each? Means less than a putter for each korban. And this is because each time, had he admitted, he would have been obligated. And the same applies here. Taman kol shura chala al shava putter, hacha in shura chala al shava putter. And the Gemara rejects that. Today every shura takes effect on a shava putter, but here the shura does not take effect on a shava putter. Each shomer is liable only half. Rabbi La, should say Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish, Tayon Amrin, Leith Kan Edim, Kamisha Yatza, Viduyav, Beshur. Rabbi La, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Rish Lakish said that the Brisa earlier exempted one who denies money about which there are witnesses or a document. Witnesses should be deleted from the text because since there are not witnesses here now, he's like one who exempted himself from his admission, and meaning what it would have obligated him to a shura. Lama, what's the reason? His shura doesn't help because the later the witnesses he will testify and obligate him to pay. Mitzur, Mishum de Mitzuyim Lamos. The answer is it's because witnesses are prone to die. ושתיים, המצוי לאבד, הווי להסתיימה. דוגמה אובייקט is a document not prone to get lost, אלא משום שהמצויים מצויים לשכח עדותם. Rather, it's because witnesses are prone to forget their testimony. תמן תנינן, איכן שאירי עמלי עבד, משפיח אני ברמה עמיין, ועידם מעידם מוי סוי שאוכלוי, משל מסכם, והוידם עצמה משל מכם וחימש ורשם. And the one brings the support from the Mishnah. Where's my, if a man says, where is my ox? And the other one says, the shomer says it was lost. I put a shua on you, and he answered, Amen, and witnesses testify that he ate it, he pays the principal. If he admitted by himself, he pays principal and chomish, and brings an asham. Even though there were witnesses, he's liable for the shua. Nasnisa b'she'en yodeh be'edim, asa me'malach afila yodeh be'edov. The Gemara rejects that, perhaps the Mishnah discusses when the claimant does not know about the witnesses. The Vichonosh Lokish comes to teach that even if he knows about the witnesses, he's liable for the Shura, because they're prone to forget the testimony. Amar Biyasi, Rumasnisa Amar Kain, Hayu Shtei Kitein Edim, Kafa Rishayna V'chaka Kafa Shnia, Shteim Chayabes. We bring another support, says Rabbi Biyasi, another Mishnah teaches this. If there were two sets of witnesses and one denied, and afterwards the other denied, both of them are liable. Nicha Shtei Shnia Mishayabes Rishayna Lama Lav Mishum שמצויים לשכח עדותם. Granted, the second is liable because the first already denied. However, why is the first liable? There are other witnesses to testify. Rather, it's because they're prone to forget their testimony. Bekichesh bar, v'lay boy. The Baisa brings that Bekichesh bar, he denies the debt, but not the boy if he admits that he owes, just he lies about whom he owes. Means that he borrowed from partners and says that he borrowed from only one. Ben azay oimer, shlosha avedotein b'yadea bar, shtei v'lay b'motza'ah. Ben Azza says there are three kinds of shuas denying testimony by avedos. He knows it means the aveda, but not the one who found it. He knows the finder, but not it, or he doesn't know it or the finder. Rav Chunya b'shem Rav Yirmiyah kulhem b'listol. Rav Chunya quoting Rav Yirmiyah said that all of them are exempt. Rav Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rav Yosi leisken. Rav Yaakov ba'acha quoting Rav Yosi says it cannot be this way. Rav Yosi boy v'hei kein pa'apatur. Rav Yosi the Amora said that they can be exempt, so why does Rav Yaakov say this cannot be? Rav Mana leisken mishalosh avedos v'yadeya ba, should say v'lo b'maseya, b'maseya v'lo ba, l'ba v'lo b'maseya. Rav Mana answered that if so, all are exempt, there are not three avedos, meaning when he knows it but not the finder but not it, and not it not the finder, one cannot count the last case, he doesn't know anything. Should say ela ba u'maseya, and Kaimin Ella Shemachatesh. Rather, we have a tradition that the last case is that he knows it and the finder. In this case, denial applies. Bar of Moitzer, The order in the correct text of the Baisa is that he knows it and the finder but not it and not the finder. It and not the finder. Kinemas Nisa, Bar of Moitzer, and the correct text of the Baisa says it and the finder, and the Rimana is correct.